This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1940. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 24th, Bangladesh, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Denmark, France, Germany, India, Japan, Korea North, Kuwait, Laos, Malaysia, Romania, Sikkim, South Carolina, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, Vatican, Virgin Islands, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ron Howard in California tries to hear Bangladesh Mitar, the home service, on 4750, almost every morning, it seems. It was missing on Monday, July 23rd at 1235 UT, when they ordinarily have a news bulletin in English from SAARC. And they were also silent before and after that hour. But the next day, July 24th at 1210, they were back on the air after yesterday's absence. The other station on the frequency is CNR1, and there's also Kodar interference. The external service in English of Bangladesh Betar is at 1745 to 19 UT on 13580. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says he gets very good reception of that. It is beamed 320 degrees towards Europe. Another station which keeps coming and going, Ron Howard reports, is NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea on 3325. The pidgin name is Mouse Blong Sun Come Up, or literally, the voice of the sunrise. It had been off the air for the third straight day as of July 23rd, when he checked before and after 11 UT. But that opened up the same frequency, 3325, for Voice of Indonesia. It's now transmitted via the regional station Palangkaraya only, in Chinese at 11, Japanese at 12, and English after 1300, which he did hear with Today in History at 1320, July 23rd. Then on the 24th, Ron says Bougainville was back on 3325, heard with a speech in English at 1143. But with some interference from Indonesia. As for the only other PNG station, 3260 NBC Madang, Ron Howard says it was heard on July 23rd until off at 1200 UT, suddenly cut off. There had been a short comedy skit with a lot of canned laughter. And on July 24th at 1201, news in English, and not cut off until 1205. It was about as strong as Bougainville. Good news concerning Radio Nacional Amazonia, Brazil, the most powerful Brazilian shortwave station by far, on 11780. It had been on a rather restricted schedule for quite some time, after having been run 24 hours a day. It was signing off at 2300 UT after A Voz do Brasil, the weekly government hour, that is the weekday government hour, starting at 22. But on Sunday, July 22nd, it was still on the air at 0114, like the good old days. Furthermore, the modulation was fine, and no spurs were coming out. You recall a bit earlier it had been putting a distorted signal on 11727. This was during an hour with old romantic songs, a nostalgia program, which I finally found on the program schedule for RN Brasilia. It's called Histórias do Frazão. Frazão being the name of the presenter, Osmar Frazão. So we hope they'll keep up with an extended schedule. Lots of good music to be heard on 11780 and the possibility of good reception as well. It was still on after 2300 July 23rd when I checked again, so going at 2330 and into the next UT day, Stephen C. Wood in Massachusetts was still hearing it at 0153. I also hear Portuguese late at night on 1610 kilohertz, which has got to be CHHA in Toronto, which is primarily Spanish, but with several other languages. And this was not Brazilian Portuguese, but the Lusitanian accent from Europe. July 22nd at 0543 UT. the CHHA Voces Latinas program schedule on their website is very much in need of updating. It's from 2016 and shows nothing but all-night music after 0500 UT, weekdays, and nothing on the schedule Saturdays and Sundays. It's not the first time I've heard Portuguese around that time from that station. It's unfortunate that two low-power shortwave stations in Germany and Canada are both on 6070, each of them with some unique programming. Manuel Mendez in Spain was able to pull in CFRX Toronto July 19th at 0500, but it was fighting with Channel 292 in Germany, which is now carrying the Overcomer Ministry during long hours, including overnight. But it could hear some news in English from Toronto. Here's a very rare station reported by Ron Howard. It's on 3303 upper sideband from China, Zhoushan Marine Meteorological Radio Station. That's spelled in transliteration, Zhoushan. He heard it from 1113 to 1115 UT in Chinese. The last time he got it was almost 10 years ago, in December 2008. They have a website at the Zhoushan Meteorological Bureau, zsqxj.zhoushan.gov.cn, and he made a Google translation of info about the station. It says the station is located in Putuoshan Scenic Area, Zhoushan City, established in November 1994, the earliest professional radio station in the country to provide weather protection for fishing vessels and other vessels at sea. It adopts sea surface wave and sky wave synchronous transmission mode, and the antenna is vertically polarized and transmitted with 2 kilowatts single sideband, what they call high power, on 3303. Any vessel with SSB capability can listen to their reports 4 times a day in any sea area of China, and 3 times a day issued by the Central Meteorological Observatory. Of course, that's really sort of a utility broadcast, a regular broadcast station. Another one, Ron Howard reports, is Qinghai News Comprehensive Broadcasting, as translated by Google in Qinghai, on 6145 parallel 9780, heard July 19th at 1213 to 1250 in Chinese, playing easy listening pop songs. Seem to be relaying their FM 98.9 and AM 666 stations. Better reception on the lower frequency. Both frequencies were doing fairly well when he heard them again, July 22nd at 1317. The Qinghai station also has a Tibetan service on another pair of frequencies Ron heard, July 21st at 1311, 5990 and 9850. As for Ron Howard's previous report about DRM from China on 6030, he follows up with this. My earlier comments about hearing that at 1200 UT were incorrect. I was only hearing noise interference along with the Calgary, Canada signal. But on July 23rd, he actually had positively strong DRM during their testing after 1322 UT. It would go on and off for a minute or two during the testing period. That's CNR1 programming, presumably. In the Ontario DX Association, Mark Cody says the Chinese jammers were out in full force this morning, July 23rd, jamming everyone in sight, and even on a CRI Vietnamese frequency. But most of the targets were Voice of America or Radio Taiwan International. I'm not taking time to give all the details, which appear in DX Listening Digest, but I'll just mention all the frequencies he reports at various times between 11 and 14 UT. 11640, 11785, 13690, 13830, 15110, 15250, 15275, and 15745. And I'm sure there are many others jammed by the CHICOM at the same time, especially on lower bands, who are so paranoid that they cannot allow any information to get in from the outside, which they cannot control. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, as I detail in my own monitoring reports. But suffice it to say, this time, I've been hearing 15140 on the air before 18 UT, when it had not been scheduled, parallel to only one other shortwave frequency, 11760, which had been the only one on the air during that period. They are both in Spanish. 15140 is supposed to start foreign languages at 1800. I was hearing it both on July 21st at 1705 and also before 18UT on July 23rd. Last week we had a report about the Danish non-pirate on 5840 World Music Radio being logged in Europe after 23UT, and I said if it's on that late, it might make it to North America. That brought a reply from Stig Hartvig Nielsen, who runs World Music Radio. He says it's been on the air on 5840 since January 7th this year, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Power is only 100 watts. So far, only 3DXers in North America have managed to catch it on 5840. No other correct reception reports from outside Europe have been received. Here's another report from Europe. Gianni Serra in Roma was hearing it on June 29th between 0118 and 0138 with an international music program, a miscellany of pop songs, Andean music and reggae, an announcement and ID, a chorus jingle ID at times, not very clear, and more unclear IDs. Heard better in CW, he says, to avoid strong noise, rustling, static, also fast fading. Poor to almost fair reception. Anyhow, even in North America, when there is darkness between us and Denmark, keep an ear on 5840 for any signs of a carrier. So far, I have not even detected that. Mike Terry forwards news from the website of Radio France International. France to slash public broadcasting budgets by 190 mega euro. The French government says it would demand, or meaning ask for, 190 million euros of spending cuts. It had launched a revamp of public audiovisual sector, including Radio France International. However, the bulk of the cuts will be made at the various television operations. Alan Gale in England says, starting Wednesday, July 25th at 1830 UT, and weekly until at least the middle of August, a new half-hour program called Slow Scan Radio on Channel 292 Germany 6070. It will feature slow scan TV images and various other faster data modes, such as PSK, should be audible in various parts of Europe at least. And, don't worry, there should also be a monthly version on WRMI before too long. I mentioned earlier concerning CFRX that the Overcomer Ministry is now also on 6070 from Channel 292 in Germany. The schedule keeps changing and apparently keeps expanding as he's buying up more and more airtime, apparently any time that's available on different days of the week. Alan Rowe in the UK says as of July 22nd, they have a solid 8-hour slot Monday through Friday from 04 to 12 UT, which means Radio Ona Namen has been bumped from its 0800 UT slot on Wednesday. This actually may be beneficial, and it is a move to Tuesday at 18 UT, which will give superb continuous 2.5 hours of programming until 2030 of Radio Ona Namen from the Isle of Music and Uncle Bill's Melting Pot. Meanwhile, Rainer Ebeling of Channel 292 says, update, very low-priced airtime for reception in Europe. A colleague from the U.S. already booked 8 hours on our transmitter every day of the week, but some very good hours still available in the daytime and evening. Jordan Hayburn in Northern Ireland says he's hearing the Overcomer starting at 0200 UT now, mixing with CFRX 6070. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1940. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. Your financial contributions always welcome via money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ron Howard in California reports All India Radio Shillong 4970, July 22nd at 1309 to 1315. With the usual Country Roads Sunday Music Show. Nice-sounding wild DJ in English. Songs included Tennessee Waltz, teacher, children, and rhinestone cowboy with local IDs. Ron says, I'm not a fan of C&W music, but I have enjoyed this show for many years now. They go into Hindi at 13:15. Ron Howard reports, Voice of Indonesia via RRI Palangkaraya on 3325. July 22nd from 11:58, closing the Chinese segment. 12:01 into Japanese. He says it's the only station on the frequency that day for a few days, as Bougainville had been off the air. ID in English at 13:01, still claiming to be on 9525 kilohertz and into news, less than semi-readable. Shortly after 13 UT on July 19th, I was hearing two stations in Korean on 9885 and 9900. 9885 would be National Unity Radio via Dushanbe, Tajikistan, according to Ivo Ivanov, at 12 to 15 UT. However, IB's list says it's coming from the Paochung, Taiwan site, which seems more likely for my reception, so I wonder which is it. On 9900, it's Nippon no Kaze via Taiwan. Everyone seems to agree, although it's not clear which of the Taiwan sites. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington reports on Radio Kuwait in English on 15530. Actually, a bit on the low side, according to Ivo Ivanov. He says English is regular from 05 to 08 UT in AM, a good clear signal, even with the Sony 7600GR with telescopic antenna, but with some moderate and deep fading. On Monday, July 16th, after 0500 sign-on, there was a daily religious program in English, but it switched to an Islamic religious program in Arabic at 5:15 to 5:45, then back to English, and news in English at 0600, this day in history at 0610. On Tuesday, July 17th, he says he tuned in to pop music at 0655 and then an English program called Youth Impact at 0703 with continuous pop until 0800 and the national anthem closing the English broadcast. On Sunday, July 22nd, signed on at 0500 with the national anthem and a daily 15-minute religious program in English. At 5:30, Islam in a Woman's Heart was the program, then pop music until 0600 and the 9 o'clock news. They announced medium wave 963, FM 93.3, and 11970 short wave, which is incorrect. Ron Howard in California says, not often do I get audio from Lao National Radio 6130, and also without a lot of adjacent interference, but today it happened, July 22nd from 1237 to 1255. It seemed to be in Laotian with indigenous music. Poor reception, but I was happy to get even this. This was just before his local sunrise at 13:05. Zaharias Liangas in Greece, who's especially interested in Malaysia, reports on the two shortwave frequencies from there, 11665 and 9835, using the Kiwi SDR in Jakarta, Indonesia. He says transmissions start as early as 22:20. And end as late as 14:07 UT. June was the last month. They were on the air 24 hours. Tudor Vediano in Romania says Radio Free Europe coming back to Romania and Bulgaria, forwarding a press release from RFERL, announcing plans to launch news services in Bulgaria and Romania in a bid to strengthen the media landscape in both countries. But he says, I guess news services really means online. Of course, I would be thrilled to hear them again on shortwave, but sadly, that is not going to happen. Ron Howard reports on All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim on 4835. On July 23rd, I commented recently the carrier on some days was fairly good and sounded close to having some audio. But on July 24th, a definite above threshold level audio. Positive Gangtok reception, mostly subcontinent music and singing from 1224 to 1302 and in Hindi except for the usual New Delhi news relay in English for 5 minutes at 1230, which was clearly parallel to Jaipur on 5040. So I'm able to confirm that Aussie Radio Australia is for sure still off the air from 4835. Can you imagine any foreign shortwave station holding a get-together for its faithful listeners in North America? Yet that is still happening in the case of Radio Taiwan International for its listeners in Russia. In Rusty X, there is a report that on September 1st, employees of the Russian service of RTI will meet with listeners in Moscow. The meeting will take place on September 1st, 3 to 6 p.m. local time at the Marriott Tverskaya Hotel. If you don't hear Voice of Turkey on its scheduled frequency, tune up about 0.7 kHz. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been logging many such odd frequencies of Voice of Turkey, but whether it happens from one day to the next on a certain frequency varies. All the details in DX Listening Digest. Mike Cooper forwards a New York Times article of July 19th, U.S.-funded broadcaster-directed ads to Americans by Kevin Roos. Funded by the federal government, it used Facebook to target ads at United States citizens, potential violation of longstanding laws meant to protect Americans from domestic propaganda. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, bought several ads on Facebook in recent days targeted at users in the U.S., including several human interest stories about Russia and a graphic about NATO's popularity. RFERL is mostly restricted by law from promoting its content in the U.S. except on request. The ads that ran on its Facebook page were uncovered by a Syracuse University researcher, Jennifer M. Greigill, who was able to view them because of a recent policy change by Facebook. It began displaying more info about ads on its platform, including about where the ads were targeted and the buyers. After being contacted by the New York Times, RFERL pulled down the ads. I first reported teletype interference to a WRMI frequency several months ago, 9395, and now on Viva Miami I hear Jeff White saying that they may have to move because of this, up or down a bit, or replace it with 9455. 9455 is another frequency to keep an ear on, even though it's hardly on the schedule at all. It may show up at unexpected times. For example, July 23rd, I found it on the air at 1352, evidently the oldies stream, but cut off before Frank Sinatra could finish singing Strangers in the Night. 11580 is scheduled only 2 hours a week, Saturday at 21 to 23 UT, the second hour with VORW, but July 21st, I was surprised to hear Kim Elliott's shortwave radiogram at 2130, a time not on his schedule, apparently unknown to him. Transmitter 3 of WTWW is sometimes active, slightly below 15810, but usually not when I've checked during the past week. It was on Saturday evening, UT Sunday after 0100, for Theater Organ in the Ozarks, parallel to 5085. China Radio International had a station getting it into the Metroplex market 24/7, the one on 890 from Maybank, KTXV. But on July 20th, Mark Sills in Dallas tells me, for the past week, it has been off the air, nothing but static on 890. And I hope it'll stay that way so I can again listen to WLF. By the way, I see in my atlas that Maybank, southeast of Dallas, is right next to a place called Gun Barrel City. Here's news about the once great 50 kilowatt in Boston on 1510 WMEX. In the NRC group, David Yossi says, on July 19th, the FCC approved a special temporary authorization for WMEX to operate non-directionally with 2 kilowatts day, 100 watts night, from the WBIX 1260 site. WMEX also has a pending construction permit for 10 kilowatts day, 1 kilowatt night from the same site, and changing its city of license to Quincy, Mass. The CP ought to be issued in September. And in DX News of the National Radio Club, the slogan of the current WMEX is the South Shores Radio Station. And in New Jersey, Joe Fella was hearing it at 0600 UT July 16th with late 1950s rock mixing with WLAC, but their ID was for WATD 95.9 in Marshfield. Chris Molinsky in West Westminster, Maryland, of Black Cat Systems says, I've been hearing a pirate on 1650 kilohertz. Just IDing as classic 1650, and then later as WXLV. They play a variety of music, and the IDs are not reliable, it seems. Music from the 40s and 50s, and then into the 60s. He thinks it is close to his location. This was on July 18th and 19th, and a lot more discussion of it on his HF Underground forum. Chris says, any idea who plays country music on 1650? The idea as the golden age of country lives again on classic 1650 AM. We recently reported that New York radio would not be coming back to shortwave for flight weather. Now Richard Langley forwards a perhaps related item from the Federal Register that the FAA may discontinue some weather broadcasts. For pilots, the Hazardous In-Flight Weather Advisory Service, a continuous broadcast of weather advisories over VORs. The FAA says it wants to eliminate the service, which is less needed now. Pilots no longer need to contact a flight service specialist to maintain awareness of hazardous weather advisories along their route of flight. But pilots have until August 22nd to file comments about this. Johnny Serra in Rome was surprised to hear a very strong signal of Radio Japan on 9645, July 20th, from 0708 to 0803, in French, Arabic, English, and another language. Where could it be coming from? Surely not direct from Japan. Ivo Ivanov says it was actually from Santa Maria de Galleria, the Vatican radio shortwave site just outside Rome. And the final language at 0800 to 0810 was Farsi. Therefore, it must have been a test transmission, as Radio Japan has been working out more relay deals with the Vatican. However, Kai Ludwig in Germany says, I very much suspect it was intended to do another unscheduled liturgical broadcast. And somehow, they messed up and put the NHK feed on the air instead. As well known, they indeed relay NHK World Radio, so it is no surprise that they have this program's source in their routing. It would, by the way, be an interesting question how they ingest it. The feeds from Tokyo are on Intelsat 20, which is at 68.5 degrees east, hanging pretty low over the eastern horizon in Europe. When Media Broadcast took over the former Sitkunai Lithuania relays, first the Usingen teleport received the signal and forwarded it to Nauen. But this was too awkward, and so they finally set up the required C-band dish at Nauen. Vatican Communications must have, unless they use a completely different IP-based approach, such a monster dish as well. If not on their roof at Piazza Pia, then at Santa Maria di Galleria, in this case presumably involving a feed back to Rome, assuming that anything SMG puts on the air is routed through the NOC at headquarters. An NRC AM log update says that the Virgin Islands station on 1690 WIGT in Charlotte, Amalia, has changed format from religious to news and talk and has joined National Public Radio. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels were expected July 24th, with ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5, then settling down to 5 and 2 by July 30th for the next couple of weeks. Solar flux dropping from 70 July 28th to 68 July 29th through August 10th. And that's World of Radio 1940. I'm Glenn Hauser.